Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Whether you are trying to diet, save money, or improve your academic performance, self-control is an important component of success. But as Andrew Stephen, assistant professor of business administration at the University of Pittsburgh, reveals, your attachment to social media may be holding you back.
My co-author and I set out to investigate the effect that using the popular social network Facebook would have on users' self-control. To investigate that question, we conducted several studies with a total of about 1,000 U.S. Facebook users. In one notable study, we had participants either check Facebook or read news articles on CNN.com for 5 minutes. After that, they chose between eating a granola bar or a chocolate chip cookie. We found that those who'd browsed Facebook were more likely to choose the cookie. Our conclusion from this is that you get a boost of self-confidence from going on Facebook and feeling you have close ties to all these people. But that undermines your self-control. So you log off Facebook and you feel good about yourself, and that could make you feel okay about choosing the cookie instead of the healthier option of the granola bar. This is called a licensing effect. It's been observed in a number of other instances, but ours is the first paper to show that using online social networks can actually affect self-control. We also conducted a survey asking for participants' height and weight, how much credit card debt they had, and how many friends they had offline. The results suggested that strong ties to Facebook friends for those who use Facebook more may translate to higher body mass indexes, increased binge eating, lower credit scores, and higher levels of credit card debt. This result, that using Facebook can have a detrimental effect on self-control, is potentially important because self-control is an important tool for maintaining well-being and social order. This finding could help researchers and policymakers understand which consumers might be vulnerable to the potentially negative consequences of social media.
That was Andrew Stephen of the University of Pittsburgh. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.